This is Artist Stories, a podcast that centers experiences of artists whose lives have left a lasting imprint on the Southern Arizona creative ecosystem. I'm Janae Sanchez, and today I welcome Douglas Miles, multidisciplinary artist and founder of Apache Skateboards. Douglas, thank you so much for taking the time to join me in Artist Stories today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
In my formative years when I was in college at ASU, I found out about a workshop that was being taught at the Puente headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
And this was during this SB 1070. The workshop was all about creating stencil art, and you were the teacher. Have you always worked in community? Has that always been a part of your practice? Because I know, we'll talk more about Apache Skateboards. It's become a center point of San Carlos Apache. Was that part of your upbringing, just working closely in community, collaboratively?
Probably all goes back to family and community. And then, of course, working in San Carlos, you know, and working with the community. A lot of people don't know that, you know, I spent more than a few years working in the social work field in San Carlos, so doing youth programs and after school programs. And so it taught me a lot. You know, my supervisors taught me a lot working for the San Carlos Apache tribe. I had good supervisors, and they kind of like let me develop the programs as I saw fit that would work with youth. When I created Apache Skateboards, I wasn't trying to create a program. I wasn't trying to do something cool. It kind of just happened, you know. But I'm sure, having worked, you know, in the community and doing social work type programs, that probably helped a little.
So let's talk about Apache Skateboards. It's an incredible organization based in San Carlos Apache. Yeah, could you talk about maybe that moment when you knew, okay, yeah, this is like more than family collaboration. This has a potential to have an impact on a whole community and beyond.
I guess it was a pivotal moment when I made the first skateboard for Douglas Miles Jr. I don't know if you would call it an epiphany when I made the first skateboard for Douglas Miles Jr. I don't know if you would call it the moment that lightning strikes when I made the first skateboard for Douglas Miles Jr., probably back in 01, 02. All I know is when he needed a skateboard and I painted one for him because I couldn't afford the name brand one. That's when I kind of started to get the idea for Apache Skateboards, because all his friends wanted one, and they all thought it was cool, and it had an Apache warrior on it. So I don't know what you would call that moment. And then, of course, you know, fast forward to now, we hold skate comps and we serve on committees to get skate parks built in Native communities now. And Doug's a pro skateboarder now as well, and he has the backing and support of some, you know, pretty large skateboard brands and companies. He's also a skilled filmmaker himself. You know, we're working on something right now. It's hard to say, you know, I think when you start something like that and that moment occurs at that moment, you don't always know how pivotal it is. But I always say, I think in the beginning, like when hip hop started in the South Bronx, I don't think those kids probably were thinking, oh, in 20, 30 years, this is going to become a worldwide phenomenon. They probably weren't thinking that, but they just knew it was fun. They just knew it was dope, and they just knew it was something that was going to keep a lot of kids out of trouble, too.
It's just so beautiful, you know, from like photography projects, murals, skateboarding events, youth conferences even. Can you think of an event or like a community engagement activity where you thought, wow, we did it. Like, this is here to stay.
Yeah, well, we have a team of skaters that we've worked with throughout the years. And when we travel, like we recently, the team traveled to the city, Arizona, to work for the Navajo Nation. And not too long after that, we traveled to Lawton, Oklahoma, to work for the Comanche Nation. And then, of course, we had some events here, you know, in San Carlos during Veterans Day weekend. We also supported an event in downtown Phoenix during Native American Day, which is formerly Columbus Day. But when we're doing all these events, there's always film and documentation, you know, we're always photographed. So when I actually finally watch the final film product, it makes me feel really proud. I guess I feel a little emotional. I guess I get filled with pride when I think of all the work that, you know, the Apache Skate Team is doing with filming and skating and having fun and just getting together and having a good time and watching those films. I think it might be one of the times, you know, when that moment hits, like, okay, this is like our legacy.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.